check and make sure we're good on volume. Is the volume coming out of here as well? All right, so good. All right. Good morning, everyone. We're in Hernando County. It is December the 18th, and we are hearing petition 156. Petitioner, could you please introduce yourself for the record?
This is Matthew Shark, representative for HCA Healthcare.
Okay. And all right. So, and for my own notes, I have the spelling of your name on the first page of your document. So, Property Appraisers Office, could you introduce yourself for the record?
Kim Ortiz, Tangible Specialist, Hernando County Property Appraisers Office.
Catherine Gonzalez, Hernando County Property Appraisers Office, Tangible Specialist.
And I did not bring your cards today. Do I have your names in writing anywhere, or can I get another card from you guys? I'm sorry. I actually have them, and they're sitting on my desk at home. So I'll return them next time. Okay. Thank you very much. I have for petition 156, I have a key number noted as 1306866. I have an owner name noted as Oak Hill Community Hospital, and the petitioner for the petitioner, Ryan LLC. Okay. Petitioner, have you read the opening comments of value, the overview of the VAD process, or the taxpayer's information sheet? Do you have any questions about how the process goes?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions, I've done thousands of these, just let me know. Everybody, please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Yep.
Thank you very much. All right. Do I have a property appraiser's package?
Yes.
Where's that? Thank you. Where's the just assessed and taxable values in here?
On page 1 and 5.
1 and 5, okay. It is page numbered even. All right. So I have a just value noted as $22,536,50, an assessed value of the same, and taxable of $22,505,650. Is that what everybody else has?
Yes.
Petitioner?
Pardon me?
Never mind. Okay, so I have an evidence package from the property appraiser. I have an evidence package from the petitioner. Was there a proper evidence exchange?
Yes, there was.
Okay. If there's no objection from either party, then the packages are considered admissible. A property appraiser's office, was there any change in the just value after trim?
No.
All right. And this is a tangible personal property account, and it's a TPP from what kind of entity? What kind of TPP are we dealing with today?
Hospital.
The hospital? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Property Appraiser's Office, please support your assessment.
Okay. All right. On page 1, it is Oak Hill Community Hospital, key number 1306866. And the original cost is on page 5, and that's $62,948,805. With an assessed value of $22,530,650. If you turn to the next page, page 6, that is an aerial view. And Oak Hill Hospital is located within Hernando County, right off of Cortez Boulevard, which is one of our major roads. Next page is the automated digital signage. They have that at the end of Cortez, and it has it blinks on and off with new information as it is digital. We did an exterior audit on October 13th, 2020, and took some photos. And the next photo is an added building this is for 2020. They added this, and it's still under construction. The next picture is the new North Building. And the next photo just shows they're still under construction. They are adding buildings. They have permits out there, and that total over $35 million.
Okay, so there's essentially a hospital expansion going on?
Yes.
How, I guess, how substantial, maybe as a kind of as a percentage, are they adding 10% of the hospital size, 20%?
Well,
a ballpark.
If you look at the real property thing, where they're adding 35 Thousand. Million in permits,
okay.
We have them on for 54 million for real property.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Right, so it's a big expansion.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, and they have been expanding.
All right.
Okay, on page 11 is the real property card. This also shows the location where it is. And the just market is $54,537,613.
Right, and we're not doing the, we're just doing the tangible today, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm just bringing
that. But no, for reference, it's good.
Yes. Okay, if you turn to page 35, this is where all the permits start. And you can see from 35 to, let's see, I think page 39, those are permits. And some have been already on for 2019, and some will be final this year.
Okay.
Page 40 is the case synopsis. And our data value was as of January 1st, 2020. The 2020 tax roll frame is from January 1st, 2019 to December 31st, 2019, with the data value as of January 1st, 2020. COVID-19 did not affect Hernando County until after this time frame. Okay, the next page are the index factor, Department of Revenue 2020 index factors. And in arriving at the assessed value, we use the original historical cost from the DR-405. We times that by the index factor from equipment index factor from the DOR 2020, and that equals replacement cost new. We times that by the depreciation percentage from the untrended depreciation schedule from DOR, and that's how we arrive at the assessed value. So the next page on 42 is the untrended depreciation schedule. Page 43 are the statutes, 193.011, and this is the 8 criteria. Page 44, I'm explaining the each criteria. And the first one is the present cash value of property, and the sale of similar properties is considered. However, there are typically minimal sales of truly similar properties. We consider tax returns, industry data, trends, and broad market research. Second one is highest and best use, and this equipment is installed at the business with the purpose of which it was designed. Number three, location. The taxable assets were assessed as installed equipment located within Hernando County, within the largest hospital in Hernando County, and on one of the major roads. The return requires every taxpayer to provide the original cost, which should include shipping, installation, calibration, and all make-ready costs. With such costs included in the assessment, location of property was duly considered in the assessment process. Number four, quantity and size of property. The quantity and size is considered by reviewing the DR-405 and field inspections as applicable, which we did go out and do an exterior audit on October 13, 2020. Number five, the cost of the property. We use cost data based on the tax return, inspections, installed cost, acquisition date, description, condition, age, and location of the property owner's assets. We use the DOR depreciation schedules and trending factor. Number six, the condition of the property. The taxpayer is supposed to report the condition of the taxable assets. If they are listed as above or below, an on-site inspection is conducted to verify the condition. Under a mass appraisal system, if the taxpayer fails to designate the condition, the taxable assets are assessed as in an average condition. In this manner, Hernando County property appraiser duly considered the condition of the property. The petitioner did not complete the DR 405 and did not include anything about the condition of the equipment. Number seven, the income. When applicable, the property appraiser prepares an income capitalization analysis, but this is not typical for TPP. Income is considered by reviewing industry standards and expected productivity of the TPP, and thus the implied income potential inherent in the property. Number eight, the net proceeds. Hernando County property appraiser uses the information that was provided on the return of all assets pertaining to the petitioner's industry, including the petitioner's assets, to formulate opinions regarding the net proceeds of sales for such assets and the remaining productivity of employed assets. Hernando County property appraiser actively seeks information by reviewing websites, catalogs, and industry periodicals. By recognizing such transitions as reported on the returns and industry-wide transactions, Hernando County property appraiser duly considers this factor in the market approach to valuation. Okay, the next page is 46, and this is the entire standard measures of value, and these are tangible personal property guidelines. This is from the Florida Department of Revenue.
I've read this book about a dozen times.
Yes, me too. So if you turn to page 80.
I read it again every year.
You do?
I do.
Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. If you turn to page 84, this starts the three approaches to value. We consider all three approaches to value: the cost approach, income approach, and the sales comparison approach. All three approaches are market approaches, and all three are specifically intended to yield an estimate of fair market value. The sales approach. The property appraiser considered the sales comparison market approach. We did not complete the sales comparison approach to value due to the lack of adequate sales of comparable properties. The lack of comparable sales and the inherent inclusion of intangibles make the sales comparison approach impractical and less reliable in determining the just value of the subject properties. The income approach. The property appraiser considered but did not complete the income approach to value. The income approach includes the value influenced by intangibles. The difficulties of removing the influence intangibles make use of the income approach for the subject property impractical and unreliable. While an income approach to value was not completed, the remaining income potential of the subject properties was considered and reflected in the economic remaining lives that form the basis of the depreciation factors used in the report. The cost approach. The cost approach is one of the three accepted approaches to estimate fair market value. In the cost approach, the appraiser begins with an estimate of the cost to construct a new substitute property that is either a duplicate of the subject property or a similar replacement property. The substitute property is then compared to the subject property, and the estimated cost is adjusted for differences in age, condition, utility, and to the subject property. Okay, so now you'll turn to page 102. Okay, I compared many life expectancy guideline tables. This is the first one, and this is from the Florida Department of Revenue. And on page 102, I have highlighted hospital furnishings and equipment. They say they recommend a 10-year life. And medical and dental supply production, they recommend a 9-year life. If you turn to the next page 105, that is the Marshall Evaluation Services. And if you look at what I've highlighted, hospital furnishings and equipment, they have a range from 7 years to 15. On page 106, they have medical and dental supply production as a 9-year life. Okay, the next one is the estimated useful lives of depreciable hospital assets. This is from the American Hospital Association, and the edition that I'm using is 2018. They have not had an edition since 2018. And throughout the book, I looked at the lives, and I highlighted some that were included in their evidence. I did not have an individual listing when working the return. When they filed the return, they filed it in lump sum by year that was not detailed. So I'll go over this later, but you can see I have tried to highlight what some of the equipment, and they're all in the range of mostly 10 years, 10-year life. And this book, they assign the lives and the publications have been determined by the consensus of experienced representatives from leading appraisal companies and respected hospitals and healthcare systems who are familiar with the most common types of capital purchases for the hospital setting. The assigned lives are based on the most prevalent condition of service for this asset. The 2018 edition introduces more than 35 new technology and other asset categories in an effort to stay current with recent developments in the delivery care service. That was on page 149. Okay, if you go to page 150, this is the return that I received April 6, 2020. It was filed by Desharm McMillan and Associates, and you can see that they have the original cost, $62,768,813, with a fair market value of $60,549,829. Just bringing to your attention, Ryan, who is represented today, did not file this return. It was filed by Desharm McMillan and Associates.
Okay,
so I went through, so if you look at page 152, this is how I worked this return. I looked at their depreciation year, and they put it for every category, and then I put my code and what my life was. So for the first one, I matched it, a 10-year life. Next one, matched it, 10-year life. Matched the hospital furniture and fixtures, 10-year life. Matched the office equipment, 10-year life. Security alarm system, our life is a little bit higher. It's a 12-year life. They have a 10-year life. Our telecommunications,
Where do they note the years that they, your life that they use?
Oh, right in the middle. Okay, so if you look on 152, it says the class. And then it says what it is, and then right in the middle it says depreciation. Do you see
that?
Oh,
got it. Yeah.
You got that? Okay. Yep. Telecommunications, we have a lower life. They had an 8-year, we had a 6-year. On page 153, they had a 5-year. We matched it with a 5-year. Telephone systems, they have an 8-year. We are lower at a 6-year. Televisions and radio systems, we match that with a 6-year. And then we get to computer equipment. We match that, and that is a 6-year, and that's untrended. Computers, we match with a 4-year, and that's also untrended. And then they have another category of computers, and that is untrended. They also put negative numbers in their years. I did the removals, and I did the additions. I cannot put negative numbers. I don't know where to put those. So those were disregarded. That's why our difference in original cost is a little bit different.
Did the petitioner answer did you ask them what they meant by that? Are they removals essentially? Do you know?
I did not ask.
Okay.
No. I did, but I did take care of all the removals and the additions. Those are later listed in the back.
I'll pause you briefly. Petitioner, do you know the answer to that question?
I believe most of those are credits that they received later and booked it.
I mean, what do you mean by credits? If it's a negative number, what is the negative number for?
They basically, they received a credit back on a component of that cost, but it got booked to other years.
Okay. All right. So
it's kind of strange, but there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of assets that come through here, so.
Okay. That's going to be obviously without knowing where those numbers go, it's impossible to verify that. So, but okay.
I don't think it's a material amount in our discussion here.
Okay.
I'm not
good.
Really concerned about the negative numbers.
Okay. So, for the property appraiser, go ahead and continue.
Okay. So the next page, 154. They have laptop computers. They had a four-year life. We matched it with the four-year life untrended. Personal computers, we matched 4 years untrended. Printers, they had a six-year life. We're lower at a four-year life untrended. And then they have cash registers. They have a nine-year life. We have lower. We have a four-year life on those. Page 155. Restaurant equipment, they have a 10-year life, and we match that with the 10-year life. And then they go to electronic M&E, 6-year life. We matched it with a 6-year life. Golf carts, an 8-year life, and we match that with an 8-year life. Tools, 5-year life. We match that with a 5-year life. And then we get to the professional medical and lab equipment, the electronic medical equipment. They asked for a 6-year life. We gave them a 6-year life. High-tech medical, 6-year life, 6-year life. Page 156. There's also negative numbers in that category. Then class 15 hospital equipment. They asked for a 10-year life. We gave them a 10-year life. Medical and dental equipment, 10-year life, 10-year life. Medical hand tools. 4-year life, we gave it a 6-year life. And then rental units, television and appliances, 10-year life, we match that. And signage, we match that at 10-year life. So we did not have a detailed equipment report of any kind. So I don't know what's in those categories, but only thing I had to do was go by the DR-405 and what the life that they suggested. Okay, so then if you go to page 162, I've done a spreadsheet of the 5 different life categories that you just went over. And you can see from DOR, it's the range is from 9 to 10 years. Marshall Valuation, 7 to 15 years. The American Hospital Depreciable Asset Book was 7 to 15 years. Our lives are between 6 and 10 years, and the Oak Hill lives on theirs are between 4 and 10 years. Okay. So we basically matched them, but some of them were a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, the next page, 163, I'm just showing that on their fair market value, they did not have anything filled out for summary code 10, office furniture. They didn't have anything for EDP equipment, for store, for machinery, for rental units, or for signage. The only fair market value they have is for line number 15 for the professional medical and laboratory equipment. And they have $16,293,660. They also have supplies, and that totaled their fair market value. So because they did not put the fair market value, if you look at page 175, I sent them a letter. On April 27th, I sent them a letter that says the DR-405 is incomplete because it is missing the taxpayer's estimate of fair market value for each category. I also sent them The next page is 176. I attached that with it, just showing what was missing. And I put need the assessed values. Okay, I got an email back, page 177, and they said they have attached the second page is the attachments, and they have written it in red. Of course, it's not in red on our book, but so the next page, 178, they put the fair market value was included. All those were included in line 15.
Okay.
So I sent them an email back on page 179, and I said, I didn't think the other summary lines were added into line item 15 because of the low fair market value. In 2019, they filed $61 million in original cost with a fair market value of $24 million. This year, they filed $63 million, $2 million more, with a fair market value of $16 million. I said, this is a big difference in fair market value. I didn't get any response back from Sarah. Okay, so on page, let's see, I guess it didn't have a page number, but if you keep going.
So in your opinion, did they send you a completed, a full list of their assets?
No, they did not.
Okay. Okay. That tends to limit their ability in this, in terms like this.
Okay, if you go to the 2 pages down, it's a summary. It's our summary that I did of all our summary codes.
Okay.
So if you look at summary line 15 for the professional equipment, we do have an assessed value of
$16,969,539. I'm sorry, where is that on there? I see that.
Okay, we do that. But we also have figures in the other categories. So it was like they never even considered the other categories because they filed $16,293,660 for everything on their DR-405, which was on page 150 of our evidence.
Okay.
All right. The next page is the brochure. That's on page 182, and I received this brochure when my mom was admitted to the hospital. She was admitted in the new north wing, and they have state-of-the-art equipment, furniture, TVs that are 65 inches, and they're on the wall, and they are automated with all their medication, the nurses' names, the doctors' names, everything is automated on this TV. So that was on, that brochure is 182. Uh-huh. On page 183, from the chief executive officer, Mickey Smith, he says Oak Hill Hospital opened in 1984 with 96 beds and has grown to be the largest hospital in the area with a total of 280 beds. The hospital is currently undergoing a $38.5 million expansion project, which will add 70 private rooms in the North Tower by spring 2020. Bringing the total of beds to 350. They offer comprehensive surgical services, including open heart surgery, robotic surgery, and advanced vascular surgery. They also are the only pediatric emergency room and inpatient pediatric care in Hernando, Citrus, and Pasco County. The next page, 184, is just a diagram that's was in the brochure of the hospital. And then on page 185, this is HCA's, all their hospitals along the West Coast. On page 186, this article was posted May 10th, 2018. And it says, Oak Hill Hospital is proud to announce that it has acquired the latest Da Vinci surgical system. The Da Vinci 11 system has broader capabilities than the prior generations of the Da Vinci system. Oak Hill Hospital has been using the Da Vinci surgical system since 2013. but in 2018 acquired the latest model. On page 189, this was also attached to that article, and it says a single robot costs $2 million. I do not know if that robot is on the tax roll because I'd never received an itemized listing, so I have no idea. Okay, the next is on page 190. That's just the petition that the petitioner filed. And then on page 199, this is our email that we were in receipt of their 2020 petition. And in 2020, on page 200, this is the letter that we send out. And we ask for all this information, lines 1 through 11.
By the way, thank you for the detail in your package.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. On number 2, a complete detailed listing with description, type, quantity, year, purchase, and historic cost, which is in to include sales tax, installation, freight, and other costs incurred. We did not receive a complete detailed listing. Okay, on page 202, I requested the annual report from the Agency for Healthcare Administration from the state of Florida. This was my email that I asked for it. They sent it to me. Well, first of all, on page 206 is the invoice stating what they sent me. And then on page 207, this is the annual report from Tallahassee. And you can see under letter D that says Oak Hill Hospital, the location, 11375 Cortez Boulevard, city is Brooksville. So this is the one that applies to Oak Hill. If you go to page 211 of the annual report, it has account.
I'm on page 208. Is this an itemized list of costs?
Okay, let me see. 208.
Is that income numbers that are on there, or are those
actual? The services on 208 are services.
Yeah, so those are income numbers.
I would think so. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so 211, it says plant on line 11, it says plant, property, and equipment, $245 million. And then it says on line 13, net plant, property, and equipment, $105 million. But I'm looking at line 14, and line 14 says other tangible assets. $340,739.75. Remember, they filed $62 million in original cost. So I'll explain that a little bit later. And then they sent me two reports. On page 228, this is the combined financial statement for the hospitals in the state of Florida year ending December 31st, 2019. And they list all the hospitals in here. So Oak Hill Hospital is on page 254.
Okay.
Okay. If you look at the next page, I made it larger.
Okay.
Because they were tiny numbers for me. So, if you look at the next one, 255 Oak Hill Hospital, they have it broken down. They have land, $9.8 million, buildings, $73 million, equipment, $137 million, construction in progress, $24 million. So, there is a discrepancy between what the taxpayer filed and what is really tangible assets at Oak Hill Hospital. I couldn't put on the difference because I didn't have a listing of that equipment that totaled that $137 million. But that's a difference. But
are you planning on doing a full inspection next year?
Probably. The property appraiser is looking into that.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So let me go to the next page. Let's see here. Okay, so I did not understand the differences between the one report of $340 million and the financial statement of $137 million. So I sent them in, I sent back to the agency a question. And I put, okay, this is on page 270 and 271. I said, I have another question about the two reports you sent me. Why on the first report it says $340 million for tangible assets, and on the financial statement on page 24 it says for Oak Hill Hospital $137 million? Why do they not match? I was hoping to get that information. And then at the top of page 271, they answer the AFS amount of $137,304,147 is for equipment. The FHURS report shows $340 million as in other tangible assets, which is due from HCA on the AFS. So then if you look on page 270, I said, I do not understand what due from HCA on the AFS, what does due mean? And they responded at the top. Below is the agency approved response to your inquiry. This is an amount due from an affiliate and is an asset to the hospital. So that's the information that I got back
from.
So
what do you think that is then? How do you interpret that amount of money?
Really, I really do not know what that means. It's an asset to Oak Hill Hospital. It might be leased equipment.
Okay.
And also, I did send them an email recently and asked them for a listing of that $137 million, but I did not get a response.
Okay.
Page 272 are the Florida statutes that we go by. And on page 273... this is statute 194.301, and this is the presumption of correctness. The property appraiser's assessment is presumed correct if the appraiser proves by a preponderance of evidence that the assessment was arrived at by compiling with statute 193.011, which is the 8 criteria, any other applicable statutory requirements relating to classified use values or assessment caps, and professionally accepted appraisal practices, including mass appraisal standards. Page 274 is a DR 405. On page 276 are the instructions, and if you look under penalties, it says the unlisted property, 15% of the taxable attributable to the omitted property. That could be applied for the difference.
Yeah, are you?
We are not pursuing that this year.
Okay.
Page 278 is the Supreme Court ruling between Missouri and Walmart. And Alvin Missouri was our property appraiser for Hernando County at the time. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court of Florida on September 12, 2002, found that Walmart failed to list items of tangible personal property for assessment at its distribution center in one superstore. The court ordered Walmart to cooperate with Missouri by listing all items of property not previously disclosed by Walmart. Also, that the evidence clearly shows that sales tax, shipping, installation, and the like are proper costs, which must be included in a properly conducted cost approach. We do not feel that they have included everything as equipment on their return. Page 294 starts all my emails. And then page 320 are the terms. And then page 327 is from the Department of Revenue about COVID. And number four, the county property appraiser assesses the value of each property on January 1st each tax year. Onset of COVID-19 pandemic has no effect on the assessed value placed on the property as of January 1st, 2020. And then my conclusion, the property appraiser's office considered the 8 criteria of Florida Statute 193.011. We have considered all 3 approaches to value and followed the professionally accepted appraisal practices utilizing the mass appraisal cost approach. We looked at DOR tables, MARSHA valuation service tables, useful lives of depreciable hospital assets, and their own self-reported DR-405 by Ducharme, McMillan, and Associates. We follow our mission statement to serve and assess with fairness.
Now, usually there's like long Excel sheets where you have all of the individual items.
Pardon me?
Where is your listing of items in your report? I guess I skipped past it, but do you have a detailed listing where you did? I saw where you did in the individual items that you wrote down the lives. The lives.
Yes.
But did you have your own Excel sheet or whatever?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you used that. That was your form, essentially.
Yes.
And then you adjusted that for differences on the tables and different trendings.
Correct.
So I don't have your notes for that, for where you did the rest of your math.
No, I.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay.
I do like to see that. Your package is good in general. Petitioner, so you're done presenting?
I'm done, yes.
Petitioner, the biggest hurdle I see that you've got right now is that it does not look like the client submitted a complete listing of their assets. And I don't have the statute in front of me right now, but I'm not sure if you have the authority to have a petition if you don't actually list your assets. I do believe that you give up the right to have a petition. I mean, don't get me wrong. We'll go through your whole package. But at the end of the day, if I determine that they substantially did not submit a proper listing of their assets, and they might not have the right to actually win a petition. Once again, I do have the statutes. This has happened in the past. So I do have it all written down in my office. I just do not have it all written down in front of me. So that is one of the bars you're going to have to prove to me, is that the petitioner actually did submit a complete listing of their assets in a reasonable enough detail for the property appraiser to do their job, and thus you have the ability to have a petition. So, petitioner, please support that you overassessed, and please support that you actually submitted the proper documentation. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Excuse me. I mean, I believe they properly filed a summary of their assets at within the needed time frame.
Well, they gave two lines with two numbers. How is that a proper listing of assets?
Well, they did provide a summary summary of each category by year and cost.
Okay. So.
And the assessor was able to use.
Bear with me. Where's that in the property appraiser's package? She's going to give me the page number. I'll go back and look at it. That is what she. Those are the numbers that she worked on. But did that come from this year or prior year?
That was from this year. That would have been in her packet. I think was starting on page 150.
Okay.
And. So, to be honest, we actually, after all this was
by the way,
done.
Petitioner, that is a hot button of mine. Please be honest. You are under oath. When people say that, I like to point out that, you know, really everything, this whole hearing is about honesty. So, that phrase is always a hot button of mine when people say, just to be honest or something. Go ahead. Continue, though. As you said, that's just something that you look for.
Okay. So we actually narrowed the scope of the review down substantially from what was originally filed. And if, you know, per our packet, we adjusted, as shown on page 2, the requested value to be $19,841,236. Which is going to be different from what was originally filed. We agreed with the assessor on most of the depreciation that was awarded, or I guess not awarded, but, you know, assigned by the assessor's office for all categories except for the hospital equipment was the one item that we felt may have been misreported even in the beginning by Ducharme McMillan. Now, after even filing this, as we've gone back and forth on some discussions, that was even further reduced to a group of about 87 assets that I provided to the assessor after the evidence deadline, as we were kind of still discussing this, to say that these
after the evidence deadline, which there are several deadlines throughout the term, throughout the process, about what date approximately was this transfer of information?
Let me see here. I can...
Property appraiser, do you know?
Yes.
Are we talking like 5 days ago, or are we talking like 5 weeks ago?
5 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah. It was but very, very recent, within the 14-day, after the 14-day deadline.
Right, right. So not necessarily, these are packages that are big and complicated, so not necessarily enough time for them to make that, those changes. Okay, go ahead, continue then.
So, on that, on this substance, excuse me, there's a lot of feedback, so it's a, I'm a little delayed here. So on the additional information I provided, it was narrowed down to, as I mentioned, let's see, I think it was 87 assets, which I can provide later. They were not in this initial information. That, after further review, felt that these items really should have been initially reported as the electronic medical equipment and or high-tech medical equipment based on the type of asset that they are. As such, they would have fallen within, as the assessor utilized, the 6-year depreciation versus 10 years. And really, that is, in my opinion, the only items that we have left that were at issue.
Well, I'm still curious about the 137, even if we take your lower number, the $137 million versus the $62 million original cost number. Do you have any, can you shed any light on why that number is different?
Yes. So per my discussion with HCA on that matter, let me just flip over here to information. Give me 1 second. I'm using the headphones. I'm working with one hand here.
So let me know when you find that. But property appraiser, I guess they give you a more detailed listing of assets now in this Ryan package, I take it? This is greater detail than you had before?
Is that their spreadsheet?
It's on page, that's kind of a 180.
About 5 days ago, they sent that same spreadsheet but highlighted certain pieces of equipment wanted lower from.
But in the exchange process, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead and finish the statement. But. They highlighted the specific ones
that they want from a 10 to a 6-year life.
Got it. But In this process, though, this is detail that you did not have prior to the year.
Correct, and that is only one section of the DR 405.
Okay.
That is only the 13 million. It's 13 million totals out of the 62.
So you still don't have full
I still detail. Do not have a complete
and
list.
Clearly, if they have this on this section, they probably have this on every section.
I would think so, yes.
So, petitioner, you can get back to that, because once again, it does seem like there may be an misrepresentation of the assets. That is my concern at the moment, and it's a serious concern.
Yes, I mean, we provided, after, as part of the evidence exchange, did provide a detailed listing of the hospital equipment, which was, what we
still had
in question, and that's on pages 10 through 16.
My question is about the $137 million versus the $62 million, and why should the Value Adjustment Board think that you are properly that the taxpayer is properly representing all of the items? Why should the Value Adjustment Board believe that when only minimal detail was provided? There's a lot of evidence that suggests there's a lot more assets that were not included, and at no point was the detail, even after it was requested, provided to them to prove otherwise.
Right. So the response I received from HCA was that the items that are being captured in that $137 will include building fixture-like equipment, which can include mechanicals such as HVAC systems, elevator motors, and all of that. Other related, those types of items, because when they do their cost seg, that's getting captured, and that's in what they're reporting on their financial books, that goes into the other equipment category. And that's not going to be part under the Florida statute as tangible personal property. So there's going to be a difference because we're not looking at the same reporting mechanism here.
Do I have that letter that came from the client? You're referencing a response that you got from somebody who was not under oath and is not at this hearing. Do I even have a copy of that letter?
No, that was asked after we submitted our evidence.
Okay. So you don't know for sure one way or another. This is just what a client said to you, the taxpayer, not under oath. Correct?
Correct. I did not swear in the client.
And I'm not saying you should, but he could be here today. He did know about this problem in advance and chose not to be here today. So that was his choice, or their choice. Anyway, you can go ahead and present. You see what my concerns are, though. So that concern... My concerns have not been assuaged yet, but you can go ahead and present. I will not be making a final decision here. You have got a list of, you said, of 87 or so assets that you highlighted that you had specific concerns with. You're using a higher depreciation on those 87 items. Do I have a copy of the highlighted items?
No, not at this time. Those were...
Okay.
Submitted later to the assessor after we filed that, but I can provide those if you would so wish.
It's improper for me to request items like that. Are you requesting they be put on the record as rebuttal evidence or not? I won't ask for it, but if you want to submit something, you can put it forward, and then I have to determine whether it's admissible or not, depending on the definition of rebuttal evidence and the evidence relationship to the rest of the package. If that makes sense to you.
Yes. So my answer would be yes. I would wish these to be included as rebuttal evidence.
Okay. All right. Can you have somebody email that to us within a few minutes? So the property appraiser already has a copy. Is it okay if the property appraiser's office gives us that copy? Basically, whenever somebody requests evidence be put on the record, before they have to be given to the Value Adjustment Board. Because whatever my recommendation is, the board themselves may disagree and have a different conclusion. Thus, we have to, the Valley District Board and the magistrate have to get the information, and then a determination is made. But do you have a copy, or can you send the clerk? If you've already sent a copy to the property appraiser's office, they might have it. And then, you know, then we're sure that it hasn't changed since your 5-day submission.
The
I don't
property appraiser's office
now.
Should have a copy.
Well,
the property appraiser's office should have a copy of this information.
Right.
I'm trying to find it. I didn't print it.
That's fine. Can you just, if you don't have to print it, if you can just give it, I don't need it right now, but if you can just make sure the clerk's office gets it.
Oh, okay.
And then I will make a ruling on the admissibility of it. And you guys can, and they can just email it to me.
I'll email. Okay.
Okay. All right. Petitioner, go ahead and continue.
All right.
By the way, in all likelihood, that will be considered admissible. You're highlighting your points of difference with the property appraiser's office. Does the property appraiser have an objection to that being admissible?
No.
No. So with no objection from either party, that's considered admissible. It probably would have been.
Okay. So if we would wish to just focus on these, even though obviously you don't have this in front of you, this would really narrow the scope down to when I'm looking at the difference here using a 10-year. Now, my rounding's going to be a little bit different, it seems like, than what the county appraiser was calculating. So we could still have some small variance in these numbers. But based on these 87 assets, using a 10-year schedule, we're at the indicated value would be $1,202,916. After I replace these on a 6-year table, we're looking at $665,799. So really our overall at this point, after narrowing the scope down, we're at about a $537,117 value difference overall.
I'm sorry. On page 7 of your report, you have your requested value at $19,841,236, and you got the
correct
notice at $22,536,50. That looks like a lot more than $500,000. I'm sorry. Did you narrow the number more? Do you have a new request?
Correct.
Do you have a new requested value?
So based on these 87 assets that we were looking at this point in time, the new requested value would be $21,864,851.
And is that the number in red?
No.
That's the top of the three numbers then?
That number is not going to be on any of the evidence packet.
You got personal property supplies and then a total. And I'm looking at your conclusion page, how you wrote it. So which number is
correct?
That $21,864,851 is replacing which of those three numbers? The personal
number
or the total number?
Okay, so if we're replacing just the personal property, I need to back out the supplies.
So the number you told me was the total number.
Correct.
All right, so that 256. Okay, so I can calculate the other one. 256.
So it'd be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, so 21,608,628.
21,608
would be the personal property.
Yeah, 21,608. I'm sorry, what was the last one?
628.
Okay, thank you. I have not, my calculator closed at the moment. Okay, thank you.
No worries.
All right, so you're pretty narrow. You're pretty narrow now.
Exactly, yes. I mean, as we've been going through this process, really trying to narrow it down on what appear to be items that are electronic medical equipment that DMH put into the wrong bucket, and we asked for the appraiser to reconsider those items. as electronic medical equipment.
Okay.
And like I said, I can send down this spreadsheet. I'll send it right after this call.
Well, they, actually, you said that they already have it, right? So
they already have it.
I'll get it to them. The property appraiser is going to give it to the clerk's office, and I'll get it from them. So you don't have to now. We already have it. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. And I mean that at this point in time, the rest of the evidence packet that I sent down, where we were looking at all of the hospital equipment and trying to change the depreciation schedule, is not really as relevant.
Okay.
'Cause in my opinion, we're just looking at some items that I believe were misreported in the beginning and should have just been moved to another schedule where the assessors already accepted and agreed that the depreciation would be 6 years.
Okay. Do you have any other testimony? I mean, if that's
nope,
that's it.
That okay. is really
well,
it for me.
All right, and just so you know, we'll go to rebuttal really quickly. I have grave concerns that there's tens of millions of dollars missing. That is my concern. The client did not give sufficient detail to answer that question, and they're not here for us to ask questions of them. So I that is my concern as a magistrate, and I will have to weigh that along with statute and court case precedent. And to my mind, that is a bigger concern than the $500,000. But that does not look like that is an answer that we are going to solve here today. So I guess I don't have any other questions unless there's some other light that can be shed on that subject. Property Appraiser's Office, do you have rebuttal?
Well, I did have a rebuttal, but it was mostly on the eBay prices that he has in there, 480 pages.
Right, they're not working with
that. And they're not discussing that. And I did have the spreadsheet that you have, and I went through it, and that's in my rebuttal package, of how it included beach chairs, griddles, golf carts, stove, broiler, fryer, food processor, window covers, radio systems, that's all in there that they have under hospital equipment. So in my rebuttal packet, if you want it, I have highlighted those items in blue that don't even go in that category. And then in yellow, I looked up the useful lives in the book.
Are you requesting your rebuttal packet to be put on the record?
Yes.
Thank you.
And do you want us to send it to him right now? I haven't not sent him a rebuttal package. It's mostly his.
I have not seen that
evidence.
Sure. And obviously, I haven't either. You say most of it's less relevant because it had to do with your sales, eBay sales. But and I obviously have not ruled on admissibility of the rebuttal package either. I haven't seen it. I actually have not even opened it yet. So yes, you should send it to the petitioner as well. You've got a few minutes. It doesn't have to be instantaneously, but it would be helpful. He might want to look at it as you're talking.
Okay. We sent it.
All right. They sent it to you. I'm not sure if they have your direct email address or not.
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
It's going through right now. It's not.
All right. So you'll have it momentarily. Do you want us to take a 5 or 10 minute recess for you to look it over, or do you want to just open it up and read along as he's describing it? Petitioner.
I mean, as soon as I receive it, I can probably read along as she describes it.
That's what I figured, but I was just giving you the option.
Says delivered sent.
Okay, it's now delivered sent, so it's flying through the air in a million pieces.
Yeah, I'm just doing a refresh here, waiting for it to come through on my side, so.
And it's the email will be coming from Melissa, not me. Because it's her, she logged on.
All right, it just arrived, and I'm opening the file right now.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so the first part of my rebuttal is all about the eBay prices, and since that's not brought up, I'm going to skip to the petitioner spreadsheet. All right. Now, this is the spreadsheet that was received in evidence.
What page number are you on?
And we are on page 55.
Okay.
Okay. That was, and this is, again, the first time when we got our evidence that we saw this listing of equipment, but it totals $13 million. Everything on the DR-405, you know, was summed by the year. Okay, let's see here. And I told you what was included on some of the listings. Now, anything that was in yellow on page 55 through 60, okay, those had 10, 12, 15, and 20-year lives in the useful lives of depreciable hospital asset books.
Okay.
And then the highlighted in blue is equipment that's not even medical equipment.
Okay.
And you can see that it's hard. I used their lives that were on their DR-405 because I had no clue what was in those lump sums. So that is what all those, that whole spreadsheet is.
Right.
And then
and
on
these,
the back.
And these are the items they're requesting be considered medical equipment?
No, this is not that email with
okay.
the, no. This is the one that's in your book.
Right.
That you have. I just went through it when I received it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I didn't have all the descriptions, so some things I couldn't find. Some things have blank lines. And the other things were, they're not even hospital equipment. And then on page 61 is the book, the Useful Lives book. And I have went through and highlighted where I found lives 10 through 40.
Right, but this is the list of 87 items, right? This,
yes, it is.
Yes, and that the petitioner is requesting be put under a 4 or 6 year life.
Yes, the whole...
The whole list.
At the time of the evidence, he wanted this from a 10-year life to a 6.
Right. And the category he's putting it under is called?
Hospital equipment.
Right. Okay. All right.
Okay. So that's really all that I have with the rebuttal.
Okay. Petitioner, any comments?
I'm sorry. Okay, and the reason that we did not change the lives is because talking to the property appraiser and the chief deputy, they feel that over $75 million in equipment is uncounted for. Even if that $75 million difference between 62 and 137, $75 million, it's not on real property because real property totaled out at $54 million. So, I mean, we can look into that next year, but that's the reason he didn't make any changes with the lives because he feels this is still missing equipment.
All right.
Okay.
Petitioner, any comment? Rebuttal on your end?
Sure. So, this list, I agree that what was originally reported, and as we showed here, which had all the assets that were classified as hospital equipment, some of it is not. That's why it was further narrowed down to 87 assets that I felt were medical hospital or electronic medical equipment. You know, these items in here that, such as the grill, fryer, I think she mentioned that there's the golf cart and maybe some chairs in here.
Yeah, I saw window.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Window coverings and oven.
I did not prepare the return or the initial classification, and I'm not disagreeing that these items, I mean, I there's no way I can say a golf cart is part of medical equipment. And I mean, no matter how creative I get about that, that's probably not going to be medical equipment.
Yeah, and frankly, petitioner, I think this is the problem with you as appealing this petition. It does look like there's egregious errors. I don't think we're going to get to the end of this, and that's going to strongly hurt your case here. Just laying the cards on the table. It's egregious error after egregious error after a huge unknown that can't be figured out here today. So these are real problems.
But I mean, I believe if a lot of these items, although they were under the hospital equipment, should go under the hospital F&F, the furniture and equipment, which the appraiser is still using a 10-year schedule on. So regardless of whether they were in this group or if they should have been, as properly reported, under hospital F&F, the depreciation for those items that are in blue would have been the same under the methodology that the appraiser was using. And that's why on the additional information that I provided with these 87, we basically said, look, we're not going to worry about this. Regardless of which bucket they're in, I'm going to be in agreement that these are 10-year lived assets.
Okay.
So really it just came down to those 87 and this much smaller difference that we're looking at of a revised value of the $21.8 million, and whether or not that, you know, you believe that those items should be moved into the electronic medical category, which the appraiser is using a 6-year life on.
Okay.
And regarding, you know, I've already, you know, mentioned how the difference there between the 137 and the cost. As you noted, I don't have anyone else that is present here with me today regarding that, and all I can do is provide the feedback that I received from HCA with the expectation that they're telling me the correct response.
And I can tell you right now, the level of detail of their response to that question is insufficient to make me comfortable in its reliability and credibility. That is the problem you're going to run into. And I think that's a way bigger issue than the $500,000 you're talking about. And if I don't have confidence that a complete and accurate detailed list, I mean, even this list of items, and the partial list on the $13 million in items, on the initial package, it just, the flaws are so thick and the detail is so thin that I don't have confidence in it. And that is a way bigger deal than the $500,000 you're talking about. You may or may not be right about that. But if there's no confidence in the package submitted by the petitioner, I'm not sure if you can cross that hill. I don't know what you can say to cross that hill at this point. You can try, and you're still here talking, but you know that is the place you're at right now.
And you're asking if the detailed listing that I provided on the hospital equipment, if it's accurate?
Well, as you know, we have a lot of questions here today, and they're big questions. And then and clearly the list, all of those items that, like the golf cart, for instance, that clearly, you know, there's a lot of flaws and a lot of missing detail. And that, you know, I'm just, I'll stop repeating myself because I've said it like four times now. So I'll just let it lie. I'll make my recommendation at the time. But you know, I'm still hoping for, you know, more. I mean, I guess at this point we're not going to get more detail at this hearing. So it is what it is. So anyway, do you have any other rebuttal or comments? I actually don't have any other questions.
No, I do not have any other rebuttal.
Okay. All right.
To what's been presented.
Property appraiser, any comments, any rebuttal of the rebuttal?
No.
No. All right. Thank you very much, everyone. I'm going to go over the information in greater detail and make my determination at that time. That concludes petition number 156. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.